Now we're going to talk about anemia. Anemia really is a deficit of red blood cells, or it could be hemoglobin, and it could be due to either a decreased production of red blood cells or an increased destruction of red blood cells. And basically you're going to have a reduced oxygen carrying capacity, which is going to lead to tissue hypoxia. And if you don't have enough oxygen, you're not going to be able to produce the energy in the form of ATP. In terms of the causes, there are many, many different causes, so we'll run down a few of them. It could be genetics. Sometimes genes associated with hemoglobin production can be mutated, and this could lead to a type of anemia known as thalassemia, or it could lead to sickle cell anemia. And interestingly enough, sickle cell anemia, if you're heterozygous, actually provides protection against malaria, and so that might be one of the reasons why it's remained fairly common. You could produce antibodies against red blood cells. You can have deficiencies in certain vitamins, such as vitamin B12 or folate, and this can lead to disorders in nucleic acid metabolism, and this can lead to abnormal production and maturation of red blood cells. And in order to absorb vitamin B12, you need intrinsic factor in the stomach. The most common type of anemia is associated with a lack of iron, and that seems to have become more prevalent probably when people stopped being hunter-gatherers and became farmers, with certain crops such as wheat, etc., that people then started to eat lots of, tend to be rather low in iron. It could be due to failure of the kidneys, it could be due to acute blood loss, or it can be due to all sorts of environmental substances, toxins, radiation, chemicals, bacteria or viruses. And some of these can lead to stem cell problems, where you don't actually produce blood cells in the right numbers anymore. You can end up with reduced low blood cell counts, not just red blood cells, but white blood cells as well. So when we think about our key concepts, obviously homeostasis is going to be disrupted, because if you have a reduced oxygen carrying capacity, then you're not going to have enough oxygen to make energy, etc. This leads to weakness and fatigue. Often people are pale because skin coloration, lack of red blood cells. When we think about proteins, well, obviously the main protein involved here is going to be hemoglobin. Without hemoglobin, you cannot carry oxygen. So if you have some problem with the production of hemoglobin, then certainly you can't carry enough oxygen in the body. And how does the body respond to this? Well, the body tries all sorts of mechanisms to try and restore tissue oxygen concentrations, increase pulmonary and cardiac functions, increased cardiac output, increased heart rate. You try to extract more oxygen from your blood, decreased oxygen binding affinity for the hemoglobin when you're at the tissue end. More chemicals are produced in red blood cells to allow easier release of the oxygen from the hemoglobin. There's an increased production of red blood cells, increased erythropoiesis. And so those are the major causes behind anemia.